Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The world is in peril. It's chaos everywhere. We're not covering any of it because we're too stupid.
You're black, right?
Right.
Allegedly.
Robert Paul Champagne.
All it takes for rappers to join pickleball is for Michael Jordan to make some Jordans for pickleball.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
You sound like every gay in Manhattan.
I feel gay.
Try it out.
Are washcloths for the pores?
How much is it going to hurt again?
What's going on?
Ever heard of the Pulitzer Prize? We sure haven't. Go to YMHStudios.com to get your tickets right now.
This guy ain't playing. He'll go on for days.
That is some breath control.
Oh, this is nothing. This is... We might have to pause it just so people don't kill themselves who are listening.
I think he might have healed my MS.
Not today.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time.
I do too.
The studio was closed last week, so we didn't pod last week. But normally we like get together or something. But you traveled.
But now we're gonna have a lot of time coming up together.
Yes, ton of time.
The holidays.
So we talked about how I make random noises all the time, and that's tough for people who I might live with. You know,
right?
A girl I might be dating, and I realized I might just be channeling the Arcturian Council. Which is what my friend Dan sent me a video, and he's like, "Are you sure this isn't what you're doing? You got that video, Zolo?"
Hi, everyone. This is Daniel Scranton, and I'm going to channel the Arcturian Council.
Ay, ay, ay.
This is what I do at home. It kind of sounds like what I do.
Really?
Sometimes. This guy ain't playing. He'll go on for days.
That is some breath control.
Oh, this is nothing. This is... We might have to pause it just so people don't kill themselves who are listening.
I think he might have healed my MS.
You just get up, start tap dancing.
Hey,
Jamie Lynn, back on Broadway.
That was impressive. Wow. So this is what you're dabbling in right now? Is it, Manchurian candidate?
That's what I thought too. I'm like, I make just these weird, and it's constant that I'm making weird noises. It's not like
Wait,
this. It's
what?
Just,
like, you're just walking around, you'll blurt out a noise?
Yeah. All the time. A lot of times.
I'm sure that's super healthy, but what? Like,
a lot of times it's like there's like song or like something or just like some thing that I think sounds funny or like feels good coming. I don't know. You know how like a 3-year old will just like.
Yeah, that's Jack all day long. Like when he's playing, he'll like beatbox like strange noises. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Wow.
And
good for you.
I've also been watching videos about like ADHD a lot because I'm like, I think I might have ADHD. So I told Christina because I'm like, I think you might have ADHD too. But I said to Cutter because I'm like, I think there's two other people I know who have ADHD.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cutter, we know.
Well, I said it to Cutter and Cutter, I think we might have ADHD. And he started hysterical laughing. He's like, yeah, you idiot. He's like, you didn't know that we have ADHD? I was like, no. He's like, yeah, we totally have ADHD.
I didn't know you did. I know Cutter does. I can like literally lay my heart out on a table and speak like literally just like from the depths of my soul of what I'm feeling, and he'll look at me and I see him struggling to really continue to listen, and then he'll be like, should we order food later? And I'm like, oh, fuck you.
But see, and what they say about ADHD that the videos I've been watching is like, you will not be able to focus on some things like that, but then you hyper-focus on other things like ordering food. Like
That's
me
right.
and him are the same way. We're like, for 8 hours, we're talking about ordering food, but then there's other things we can't focus on for 10 seconds.
Or make a decision. Like, I was working my kid's book fair today at their school, and the librarian came up to me. She goes, Jack is so cute. It's always at the bell that he's struggling between these books, and he can't decide, and he stresses out every Thursday like he doesn't know what book to get. Mm. And I'm always like, dude, you can bring it back next week and pick out another one. But he, it's like another affirming thing that he is Cutter, and no doubt he has ADHD.
Yeah.
As soon as I start talking, he starts like pulling things off the wall, and like that's how he can listen. Yeah.
Right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
This I feel so much like when I'm playing poker and just playing with the chair, or like doing, you know, for my birthday, Kasim came out here and then he's like, oh, I got your birthday gift. And he got me this like, it's not a fidget spinner, but it's like basically a thing for people with like ADHD or like, what's the other thing? Not Tourette's, autism. Like somebody with autism where you're just like, you fidget with this thing and it like calms you down and makes you feel like better. And like he gave it to me and I was like, oh yeah, like I don't know, cool, like whatever. And the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, this is nice.
Do you use it all the time?
Yeah, I don't.
When you play
it,
poker?
I don't use it enough. No, because poker have the chips. But it's more so like when you're just, you know, like you have it in your pocket and you could just do it. Like that's why I like hoodies too. Like I'm always.
So you don't struggle concentrating in poker?
No, but poker is one of those, like they say, like you can hyper focus on some stuff.
Right, all right.
But I've been noticing lately that I do struggle where like I want to pay attention to a hand and then I'm like drifting off into some other shit. And I think what I actually think happened, and the reason I've been watching these videos now, is I think COVID made it way worse.
Your
way
ADHD? Worser.
Yeah. I think like I had a very mild case or like barely. And then when COVID, from like spending so much time alone during COVID, I think something happened where it just got a lot worse.
Well, connect to your channel guides, whatever the hell this is.
Hold on, I could do it.
The arc.
That's my favorite part.
It sounded like the old AOL trying to connect.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dude's getting Wi-Fi.
Yeah. He does this. But so one of the things I was thinking about is I remember one of my favorite parts of our old podcast was when I caught you making that noise like a duck. Do you remember when you made that weird noise and we would play it over and over? So like I couldn't find it. I remember I sent you the video the other day where I was talking to you and Cassim, and I was like, oh, because I'm looking through our old stuff trying to find this thing. And I couldn't find the noise of you like a duck, but I did find something else from
gosh, I love this. I love when I come to surprises.
From Not Today, Pal, where you made a little noise that I think we should address. Oh, no. I'd like to show you.
Did I fart?
No.
It's not that I want to look pretty for you. It's more of like like when I work out, I like get in the zone.
Did you hear that? I think you missed it. Yeah. That's let's go back. Let's do that again.
It's not that I want to look pretty for you. It's more of like like when I work out, I like get in the zone.
Doesn't it sound a little like ooh ooh ooh?
No, I think you're reaching. That was
really?
Like, yeah. I think I was just stumbling with my words for a minute.
Oh, really? See, I think it sounds like, it doesn't sound to me like the rest of your like speak. It sounds
like I malfunctioned for a minute.
Yeah, it sounds like it came from somewhere else. Can we play it one more time?
It's not that I want to look pretty for you. It's more of like, like when I work out, I like get in the zone. Did I leave the matrix for a minute? Or did I go into the matrix for a minute?
I was just talking to you and I was like, like, you know, see, it's a little.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, no, I really like it. And if anybody can find the noise of Jamie when she makes a noise like a duck, like a goose.
What do you mean? What does it sound like?
I remember you were just talking and you were like, ah, like it was like a donkey thing. I can't believe you don't remember. It was one of my favorite moments from our old pod.
I mean, I'm not denying it, or I believe you 100%. I definitely make strange noises, no doubt.
I have to go and find it. Do you want to see what we got some sweet and sours?
Yeah.
You want to read the titles and then we'll choose which one to do?
All right. There's Approaching Cutie at the Gym, Divorcee Dating Again, and Roommate Dispute.
I like them all. So whatever you want to choose. What do you
Boys,
like?
Boys, do you have a vote? No. Okay, great. Roommate Dispute it is.
Okay.
Hey, Rob and Jamie. A few weeks ago, my roommate, who I have known for almost 12 years, decided to move out. We had lived together for almost a whole year and things were great. What? Oh, known for almost 12 years. Lived together for almost a whole year. Got it. He met a girl on Tinder and within a week, I never saw him. They were always in his room having the most obnoxious loud sex. And when I would bring it up to him, he told me I was crazy. Fast forward, he and this girl have now been dating for 3 or 4 weeks and he tells me they're moving out and with each other. He told me he was breaking our lease and that I would have to be the one responsible for all the bills. He also stole so many things of mine while he packed. To get to the point, my question is, how do I bring it up to him that what he did was fucked up? I don't really mind him leaving me with the bills. I do. But I am more pissed off about the fact that he stole stuff that was mine while moving out. How do I bring it up to him that what he did is not okay and that I'm pissed with him? Also, can I just come out and tell him I also hate his new girlfriend? Thanks, guys. You both are amazing. Jared. This sounds like a case for Judge Judy, which is inspiring me. I think we should have like a Not Today Pal small claims court. Like I would crush in a judge seat. Like, give me a gavel. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
Like, yes, let's get your shit. I'll tell him that he sucks and his new girlfriend sucks.
Yeah. We'll tell him that. That's how you tell him, by the way. You have him call us and we'll tell him.
Put him on the phone, Jared. Get him on the phone.
Can we write back to this person's email?
Sure.
Also, Jared, listen. My follow-up questions are, is this the first girlfriend he's ever had? Or the first in a long time, because sometimes people's like first foray into like falling
makes
in
them
love
thieves.
Makes, well, yeah, but also makes them irrational. Totally. You know what I mean? And he's in his love cloud and his judgment is out the window and he's addicted. Oh, it's
sorry.
A sound bite already.
Sorry. I just wanted
yeah. I'm so sorry. Look, we back you up. You can say Rob and Jamie even think so, if that matters.
I think you have the best idea you've ever had since I've known you. I think what we do is we write back and we say, hey, you don't have to tell. Oh, no. Why? I keep thinking it's a woman because I hear
it's
your voice.
It's Jared.
Yes. Shout out to Jared. We tell Jared that if he's willing to be on this pod, look, and he has to adjust the camera because I sat up because I'm so excited about your idea. I think we reach out to Jared. Yep. And we say, hey, we want to ask if your friend will call or if we could FaceTime.
Love it.
Or if we could, what's that thing? Zoom. If we could Zoom. Yeah. We get him on Zoom and we're like, hey, your friend doesn't know how to tell you this. What you did was really fucked up.
I'm so down.
Can we write back to them right now, Zolo?
Yeah, we'll do.
Let's write back to them and we'll tell Jared, you don't have to tell.
We got you.
Yeah, that the segment could be called.
You're welcome. We got you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is so good.
Yeah, I think.
Wow. Now I really feel like I'm doing a public service. You know, sometimes you feel like, am I just like a shitty citizen of the world? Like, what do I contribute? Now I know.
You should feel shitty. We're late today. When Robbie's late, the whole world fucking hears about it. You know what I mean? You're late. Nobody even brings it up because everyone's scared of
Annie
Lee.
I sent a text 20 minutes before I was supposed to arrive that I was running late. And I reminded everyone I wasn't meditating and not showing up.
Right. You didn't just send a text. You threw me under the bus. You were late. And with that, you decided, let me throw Rob under the bus here.
Well, I was just pointing out my consideration. And that I'm responsible. Yeah.
If you left a little earlier.
I got a little ha-ha from Zolo, so.
Yeah, everyone's scared of you.
Do we need to find who else we need to help? Should I read another one?
We need to ha ha. We need to ha ha. Good, put that. No, I'm really, hold on, but let's.
Okay.
I want to talk about this. Yeah, I want to talk about this a little. So, yeah, I mean,
let's not waste too much time. We're going to get him on the phone. Okay.
You know what? I go for it.
Who else do we got? Divorcee dating again. Hey guys, first off, love the pod. My name is Jim, and I am recently almost divorced, separated over a year. I was married for 17 years, together about 20. I can present as an alpha or aggressive male, and certainly can be if you have a lack of respect. I've played sports all my life and still play baseball. Love me some Nails, Kruki, and Wildman back in the day. Is that right? Kruki? Krucky? But when it comes to my sex life, I am quite reserved at first and couldn't even say more like a chick until there is a relationship. I know this turns some women off and has caused me some missed opportunities. I have never been a taker when it comes to anything, to be honest, and usually default to others, eschewing my own wants. I am also terrible talking about sex, again, until there is a comfort level or relationship. How can I be more assertive and direct when it comes to dating and hooking up, Jim?
So basically saying he's a dude who acts like a broad when he's with a broad?
A broad?
Yeah, I'm saying that's what he's saying, right? He's like, I'm a bro.
Well,
but
not
then,
necessarily act like a broad. I know a lot of girls that are really comfortable.
I'm just saying his words. I thought he said
words,
chick.
But yeah. I think what he's saying is he's more timid in, like, when it comes to sex in the beginning of a relationship. He's not forward. He's not aggressive. What's the word? What's the word I'm looking for?
Comfortable?
Assertive.
Forthcoming?
Assertive. He's not, like, you know, initiating. He's letting the girl take the lead, which I respect, but also I am a woman that likes the guy to sort of, you know, push things along too, with my permission. So this is more, you got to talk about this more.
Well, I think what they say is there's a lid for every pot, right? So I think you have to find the yin to your yang.
I like that.
I think if you're saying, oh, I struggle with this, I struggle with talking about it, you find somebody who doesn't.
Yeah.
And who's, because if both of you do, that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You have to find the interior.
Find your lid.
So right before you got, because you were a little late, I was talking with Ennie.
Oh boy.
You said it, bro. I actually think it's incredible, but it's also absolutely nuts. He, before every flight that he goes on, he writes letters to everyone he knows. Everyone you know?
No, it's one letter that I just BCC everybody on.
So oh,
it's
wow.
Like one that's just like a big, like, hey, you know, it was nice.
This was going to happen eventually.
Yeah, you guys probably saw it. Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Well, wow. I don't want to say it because it's too personal, but yeah.
Wow. So he writes a letter to everybody and he pushes send, but it delays it 3 days. It schedules it 3 days in advance. So when he lands, if he's okay, he stops the send. So now I'd like to get into... Yeah, will you disclose any of what is in this email?
Can we pause? I gotta pee. I should
of course.
More because I actually have to think about this too, because this is very intense and making me feel like I need to do this. Hold on.
Yeah.
I mean, first she's late, then she needs a break.
This is just, it's like everybody thinks that I'm the nutcase, you know, that I'm the problem. It's not.
Well, she still has like another hour's worth of, you know, being late to catch up with you.
That's very true. If she's late for the next six pods, we're even.
Chad the White Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Strikes again.
Dude, go fuck yourself. Stupid bastard.
Wait, was this email from Chad? The one about acting like a broad?
I've never been married. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, wait. It says that they present as an alpha. That's not. So right when you walked away, Chad goes, she's late and now she's got to pee?
Mm-hmm.
That is not what I said.
Yeah.
I said she's got several more of those to catch up to your several hours of being late.
Chad's got my back. Quit trying
several
to have beef with me
I
and
think
Chad.
Chad.
We're friends.
So what we were saying is... Ennie writes a letter to all of his loved ones before he gets on any flight and then schedules it 3 days later.
So
just
do you
in case
also have a
down.
Fear of flying?
No.
No, it's just knowing like, but don't you know that being in a car is more of a risk for your life than being in an airplane?
It doesn't feel that way.
Statistically, right.
It doesn't feel that way. See, I have like this unjustified confidence. I feel like I could get out of pretty much any situation. Like I don't fear if I'm in a car and it crashes that I would die. I'd be like, get out at the right time, you know, something like that.
You're a like plane, an X-Men.
A plane is one of those things for sure that I mean, it's clear. If that shit fucks up, it's over. There's nothing I can do. I ain't gonna fly out like fucking Superman. So
right.
That's just a wrap. So
it's
one of the only time. It might be one of the only, it's the only really place where I feel like if things go wrong here,
you have no control.
Everything could be over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind sharing some of the contents of this letter?
It's just love. It's just love.
It's good.
Just like, you know, I love you guys. Sorry this happened this way. This sucked. I give people keys to certain things, tell people where certain things are, if they need to find it.
You're so prepared.
I got a little thing for the boys here in the case that, you know, they needed to figure out how to work all this shit without me here. I'm dead serious.
I'm getting sad right now about you, Ennie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there any, like, oh yeah, and also Zola owes me 200. Make sure you grab that. Like, you know, like collecting your debts.
Yeah.
There's some petty bullshit in there too.
Yeah. P.S. Fuck Chad.
Yeah. Don't let Chad have my chair.
No, it's all love. It's all love.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, that's nice. I guess that's kind of what my will is.
Here's what I want to know. How many people are on that mailing list?
No comment.
Why?
No comment.
No comment.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know. I actually don't even have a number. I don't know.
But say, is it like 4 people or is it like 200?
No, it's a lot.
So then when you land, you cancel the send?
Yeah, I have it for 3 days, so I can do it when I land. I can do it when I get to the hotel.
God, what if you forget?
I know. I've had nightmares. I've had many nightmares. I've woke up where someone was like, "Hey, I got your email," and I just woke. Oh, okay, all right, we're chill. All right.
What would be if, let's say, you did forget to send it and it went out?
It's over.
What would be the worst first thing that you'd be like, "Oh my god, I can't believe I wish I didn't."
Or
put
who's
that
the
in
one
there.
Person you wish you know if you get that text, it would be bad. You know what I mean?
No, it's everybody. It's everybody. It's immediate facial reconstruction. I would fake my death. I'd move to a different country. I'd start a whole new life. Yeah, that'd be it. You wouldn't hear from me again.
So all the skeletons are coming out in this letter.
It's not skeletons. It's embarrassing. Opposite of skeletons,
yeah.
I guess, yeah.
He's being vulnerable for the first time ever.
Something like that.
Yeah, I know what's like going that. On there, Eddie. Damn.
We're gonna cut all this out. All
right. How many more episodes of this pod do we got?
I'm gonna
do?
Crack any.
How many I think you'd have an easier time with Chad, but how many more episodes of this pod do you think we have to do before we make the list to get on the email chain?
Who says you're not on the list?
Wow.
I would be honored. I would be so sad, but like, yes.
Yeah. I'd tell you, it would jar me just as much as the last email you sent me, which was, "Hey, man, we're all waiting for you at the studio. Where the fuck are you?"
I know. I hated that. I hated that. Yeah. I wish I could take it back.
So you'd, for a moment, you'd be upset that you got the letter, but then you'd be like, "Oh, that's kind of sweet."
Yeah.
Oh my!
Poor
oh,
Annie, but good for me.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd be like, "Wow, we knew he was a good guy deep mm-hmm. down." Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of love.
That's, I know he is.
That's sweet.
I don't need that letter to know.
Yeah, I think. So something else I was thinking about the other day is, what do you think is the best item of clothing ever designed?
A hoodie.
That's my answer too. I think it's a hoodie, but then sometimes I go, "Well, it's like." Then do I have nothing on my feet? Because then if there's nothing on your feet, it kind of becomes
Then, but then you pick your feet and then you're naked. What do you mean? You didn't tell me that it's the only one I can wear. You
well,
just
this,
asked
this, this is the first time I'm having this conversation.
You're changing it. You're
no,
changing
I'm not.
The rules.
I don't know what. I don't know the rules.
The best item of clothing ever invented to me is a hoodie.
I agree.
Because it's like you're walking around with a blanket over
it's
your head.
It's the fucking greatest. Yeah. But then, you know, when we used to do our pod, people would be like, "They're in LA. Why are they always wearing hoodies?" And I'd always be like, "I'm more comfortable in a hoodie than not in a hoodie." Mm-hmm. Like, I hope it's a little, like, if it's, like, most people, if you could just go out in a t-shirt or a hoodie, they always choose t-shirt.
Yes.
I prefer a hoodie.
Yeah, no, same.
Yeah.
Same.
But I also, like, man, if I then go, like, hats are so fucking dope. Like, I love hats. When I'm walking out the door and I can just fucking pop a hat on, it saves.
Do you feel put together when you put a hat on?
No.
Like, you can take over the world?
Not put together, but I just don't feel like I look like a total moron. Like, there's times where I wake up at times, and if I just walked out, I would look like such a moron. Like, let's go for it. Let's see right now. Like, what's going on here?
Well, obviously, when you do that, bad, right? I mean, look, if I do that too, I look like a moron.
Not at all, but...
I look like
stop,
Janice Soprano.
You're turning Chad on. Chill out.
This is cool. Two beautiful people trying to pretend like they don't look good. Fluffing their hair around. You guys suck.
Aw.
Look how ugly we are.
Put that in the email, bro. That was nice. That was super sweet.
And
beautiful
a
people.
Big heart.
Yeah, listen. But then I also think about like Jordans. Like Jordans are fucking insane.
Again, you've got so much time on your hands.
Well, this is what we're here to do, Yanny.
Yeah, I know.
This is
I
what,
know.
You
Thank
know,
God for that time.
Yeah, we can't always
save. This is our content.
We can't always save people every
I'm
moment.
All about the content.
Sometimes we have to talk about silly nonsense.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking I should bring one of Tom's Glory Hole boxes to my kid's school. A great recyclable collector.
You should.
Yeah.
You know what I always freak out about? You know when you go up to like a garbage can and there's options? I always spaz. Like in that
where
moment,
where it's like trash, glass bottles,
But then sometimes it's like compost.
Yes.
This. I just fully spaz.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I freak more
That's
than.
That's how I feel when I see someone's calling me on my phone.
Yeah,
I like literally like malfunction. If it's I see like a panic.
If I see someone's calling me, I'm okay. If I hear the phone ring and I'm like not near it, I'm that way. Or like if somebody fucking knocks on my door, forget it, dude. Like it's over.
You know, and you're not expecting that?
You have the dog though. The dog lets you know from fucking miles away. You know, where for me it's like
although he's slacking lately.
Oh yeah, he's getting up there. I just, as soon as I hear somebody at my door, I just get completely quiet. And then I go over to my phone, I make sure that ringer's off. I know any respects that move. Right away, I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go. In case they then try and call me, I gotta make sure this fucking ringer's off because I don't want to answer shit. But the weird thing is, before I got sober, I was so scared when like, if somebody would knock on the door, if somebody did something. But then like, right
that
after
it
I got-
was like the cops?
No, I just, it was just always bad. It was like gloom, you know, of like, uh-oh, like, what is that? But then when I got sober, like, I got way more, you know, like, if somebody knocks,
so you
it's
were
not
like
the same
paranoid
feeling.
Before.
Yeah, but it's not even, it was a different feeling than paranoia. It was more so like, I'm in my space and someone is trying to disrupt that, you know? And that came with such a heavy gloom. Because there were times
Imagine
where
having
I would.
Kids.
Yeah, but all it's different because
My
I don't
space
know
is
who that is.
You're,
this is like the person you chose
invaded.
To create. You know what I mean? Like you love them more than anything. Where who's outside there could be, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
well,
know?
World's a scary place.
What you want to see? You want to see what's in the cup today, Amy
Sheila.
Lee?
Sheila. Okay.
Do you have your glasses?
No. Best article of clothing ever made.
Oh, that was weird. I went off of the... Yeah, see, I just went to a...
But that's
I
also went, weird.
I went
that
to
that's
a cup
the
question.
One they picked. What movies have made you cry?
Ooh.
I think the question is more what movies have not made me cry. I cry at commercials. I cry at a song. I cry at everything. So that's probably a bad question for me.
Yeah. You cry at the In Memoriam at the... At the award
what
shows.
Movies have made you cry?
I just want to, before I do say that, I want to look at Annie's face. Are you excited to answer this question or has no movie ever made you cry?
Besides Top Gun Maverick? No, not a lot.
Yeah, we all cried when we saw that piece of shit. What movies...
I love you, Tom Cruise.
What movies made me cry? So this is so embarrassing, but I remember the first movie to make me cry, I think, was Free Willy.
Of course it did.
I cried a Free Willy.
I remember the first movie that made me cry.
What was it?
Harry and the Hendersons.
Really?
I was so sad when he had to go back out into the woods and they said goodbye.
Wow.
I remember sitting in my parents' bed watching it. I was homesick from school that day and watching it and just being like that first feeling of ever feeling like devastated for someone.
You know what's so weird?
What?
That's the same exact feeling that I had why I cried at Free Willy.
Yeah.
He lets him back into the wild.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh
wow, our first cry was for the same exact reason in movies. That's bizarre.
Well, I feel like it's a common theme.
But specifically like back into the wild.
Right. Oh, like an animal.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Not like a human. What I don't know. That's a common theme, like letting back into the wild.
Well, no, but losing someone.
Right, yeah. But it's the choice.
Right.
Which is
right.
What's
the selfless
what's
choice.
Yeah. It's
yes.
Like, no, we're letting this thing go because it's better for them.
That's right.
Instead of just like, oh, somebody died. Because I did, I remember like I saw Hair when I was really young. And I remember crying at that.
Hair?
Yeah.
Like the musical?
Yeah. I thought it was fucking devastating. Are you kidding
me?
Spoiler alert. He takes his best friend's spot in the fucking army so that his friend can go hang out with his friends. And then he gets called up and he gets killed.
I forgot that part.
That's fucking insane. That's like the most... Like so what happens? He sneaks into like the army base.
I forget the story of Hair because it's just literally because you get like distracted by the fact that people are naked and they're like
well because they
singing.
Made it like retarded on Broadway, I'm sure, where it's just like, hey, look, we're all like, you know what I mean?
Peace, love, happiness.
Yeah. It's all like fucking stupid. But the movie, he sneaks into a fucking army base.
He sneaks in.
Sneaks into the army base.
Who'd you watch Hair with?
I think like we had like six movies growing up. My mom had like Grease, Hair, the Ghost one with Swayze.
Ghost.
Ghost. Yeah,
that's a tearjerker. That one I cried 800 times.
I didn't give a shit about that.
What?
I'm like, can you shut this crap off? Because that felt like a chick thing. It wasn't like a, you know what I mean? Like when I was young, I didn't get the like romance part of it. Where like I got the animal back into the wild. I got the bro. Like he was like, for my bro, I'm willing to do anything. He sneaks into a fucking army base and he's like, yo, you go out. I'll stay here for the night. I'll take your spot and do whatever you got to do. And you go hang out with our friends. Yo, that's so sick. That's like the coolest shit ever.
When people are selfless, it makes you cry.
And then all of a sudden the alarm starts going off and they're like, oh, everybody get in line, like get on the planes. And like, they're like, and you see him like marching on the plane. And then the next shot is they're at his grave. Oof.
Rough.
That was a fucking tearjerker.
You cry at Forrest Gump?
No. No.
What do you mean? You guys cry at Forrest Gump?
No.
A little.
I don't think so.
No, I think I was too, I feel like I was too young though. I watched that way too young. I don't even think I had
What
like
movies have made
yet.
You cry?
I mean, well, that's going to be a tough question for me. I block that shit out. So if I did cry, I probably forgot that stupid ass movie. So yeah, I don't know.
What about in the last like 10 years?
I don't know. I mean, probably anything with like a dog. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, fucking I Am Legend. Yo, I don't want to fucking go down this fucking. No, we didn't try to go down this road. No,
oh, wow.
No, no.
We're trying, but okay, you can step off the road. what about you guys?
I Am Legend? Okay.
Yeah. Remember when he had to fucking. Yeah,
of course.
Fucking, yeah, that was horrible, man. Yeah. I hate that shit, man. Don't hurt dogs, man.
No.
I'm weird. I think it's like movies where there's like big accomplishments. Like that makes me start to feel like emotional. Like I remember like Sully with Tom Hanks when he lands the plane. Oh shit, bro.
Wow. Yeah.
Or like Hacksaw Ridge. I don't really even remember it, but I remember they're like dragging their buddy up the mountain or something. Oh my God, dude. Wow.
You know when I cry? When chairs turn around for people on The Voice. Like I cry when people... I cry when people's dreams come true. I get really fucking like if I'm watching a sporting event.
That one is also your dream though, right? Like you were a singer, so like.
Yeah, but that's not to be a singer like that, but like any moment, any big moment for someone where they have achieved a dream, I am a mess.
Well, see, look what I wrote while Zola was talking.
Clapping makes me cry.
When people, no, when people, so like, because we're fucking actors, like I've gone to see my friends in plays and stuff.
Yeah.
And when my friends get standing ovations like the end of a play, I fucking,
you
oh
do?
My God, I can't even, like aww. Looking at them taking a room full
a
of people
moment.
Clapping for them. I'm sure it's happened with you, like when I went to go see you on like Broadway or whatever, but it's like all of a sudden, like I can't breathe. Like
aww.
That shit is tough. Yeah. Whenever, even if I see like a room full of people clapping for a stranger.
Yeah. I want to ask Cutter this question. I actually don't know if I've really... I've seen him cry like twice in our whole relationship.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He's not a crier.
You know what's so weird? I was actually watching like Britt Marling last night gave... She like it's an old video, like 10 years old or whatever. She gave a speech, like a valedictorian speech at Georgetown, but it wasn't valedictorian. Like
yeah,
whatever it was.
Commencement.
She was giving, yeah, like a commencement speech. And she was saying like... The one piece of advice I can give to you guys is like hold on to each other. You know what I mean? Like don't let go. That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you what to do this, but like the relationships that I made here, moving forward with them and keeping them has made me, you know, basically like it's so rich that I have that in my life.
Yeah.
And it made me think of you. Like I was like, wow, I can't believe we started working together over 25 years ago and now we're doing this, and it's like just from like holding on to each other we made these things happen, and it's like it's brought so much richness into my life.
I love you
Yamie Lee.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
And that's true, which reminds me, I want to watch the OA again.
It's the best show.
Did you guys ever watch the OA?
No.
To me it's the
no,
best
you
season.
Didn't any
I don't even know what that is.
The
I
best season of a show ever to
it's
me.
It is. I'll watch it again with you guys. If we want to all start it.
I'll watch it again,
it's
too.
It's so good.
It's...
Rob got me to watch it. I watched it during COVID. It's on Netflix.
Oh
did
God.
Netflix take it off?
No,
it's on there still, right?
It's so good. But then the second season, I didn't gel with. But the first season...
Because you really don't know what's going on as you're watching it. It's one of those, now I want to go back to the Sixth Sense. You know, like when you go back to the Sixth Sense. And like, I was actually watching this comedian last night on Netflix, and he was talking about the Sixth Sense. And he's like, we watched the guy get shot at the top of the movie, Yet we don't even think about the fact that he could be dead. Because the fact that his wife didn't talk to him one time the whole time was completely acceptable. Like, oh man, I know what he's going through. He's in a bad marriage. Like, none of us picked up on the fact when his wife didn't talk to him for a year that anything was wrong.
I got to go check out that comedian. Sounds like a
You know why I watched him? He was really good. Was because he reminded me of Cutter the entire time.
Do we know what comedian this is?
Yeah, I can tell you. Hold on.
How do you, while you look for that, how do you feel? Oh, no, actually, we didn't get Chad's crying.
Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, funny guy.
For me, it's usually like family stuff. This was kind of a dumb movie, but the movie Click with Adam Sandler actually kind of made me cry. I think it was about realizing he like had wasted time with his daughter or whatever. That kind of stuff gets me. I saw a recent short documentary that was kind of along the same lines, but I was on a date, so I was like trying to hold it down, you know, suppress it a little.
Right.
The worst are commercials. You know, it's like, oh, these commercialized.
They get you in that 90 seconds. Me.
You're just trying to say what Jamie says, so you guys are bonding over. You know, come on. You think I was born yesterday, bro? Get the fuck out of here. I'm a chick? I didn't write that email.
No, you bring this up so often. I think you're projecting. Actually,
you're
trying to put this through me. And it's actually how you're feeling.
Chad's coming back at
you. Oh, that I'm in love with Jamie?
Yeah, that's what the commenters say.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want me to go back in time and find what the commenters say about you, pal?
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm not going to get into what we were talking about before the pod, but Annie knows what I'm talking about.
Hey, bring it.
No, come on. We were talking about stuff that I think that gets us banned on YouTube, that word, right?
On TikTok, I'm pretty sure you can't say that shit. Yeah. I think you can say it on YouTube, but yeah.
We won't. Really?
Though. Yeah, I think so.
What is it?
Oh, it's a dicey. It's talking about offing yourself, basically. Yeah, what we were talking about before.
Yeah, that was the weird, just the stupid little conversation that you interrupted. You were like, sorry if I...
Yeah, when
I
you
did,
walked
I'm
in.
Sorry.
Yeah, it
I
was
tend,
basically...
I tend to do that here.
Like, Chad was like, if Jamie doesn't show up today, I'm going to do it. Like, you know, he was really emotional.
Nah, that's not how that works.
Guys,
all,
our email is nottodaypalpodcast@gmail.com. Our phone number is 512-387-1880. If you want to call us, if you want to leave us voicemails of anything other than... Top Gun was a good movie. We get it, guys. It wasn't a good movie, but and then we'll see you next week.